Hello, I'm Caroline Watkins. I'm Professor of Stroke and Older People's Care at the University of Central Lancashire in Preston, UK.
So can you give us a bit of an update on your telestroke network?
Okay. So we've got a telestroke network that covers 8 hospital sites across Cumbria and Lancashire. So the population of 2 million people, about 4,000 strokes every year. And what we have is that there are some places nearby where they have a central hub and spoke thing where people are redirected in the ambulances. But in Cumbria and Lancashire, the distances are too far. So it would take about 2 hours to get from one end of the county to the other. So what we've had to do is develop a telestroke network, and we have about 15 stroke consultants who are on the rota. It's just part of their normal day. They don't get paid any extra money for it. And then when they're on call, they're the hub. So it's sort of a virtual rotating hub, and they can have the telestroke videos beamed to them at home if they want. So it can be at home, they can do it at work, but it's sort of an out-of-hours service, really. And it's vastly increased the number of people that are getting thrombolysis. But they're going to have to think about what to do in the future if we're going to have to do thrombectomies. So that's going to take a little bit more thought, really, because they're going to have to go somewhere else. So
how do you assess your time window? You've been running a bit of a while now, so how do you assess how well you're meeting the time window?
I think there's data that's collected on every single patient that goes through the system, and then the local stroke service developers review that and then discuss how they can make things quicker. So there's Jan Ledward is leading an end-to-end development of the stroke pathway, and so they're just having a great big focus on it right now. So they'll be taking into account some of the data that's been collected on the front end, as well as what happens later, obviously. So I think they're constantly trying to improve things. So.
You've been listening to a podcast collaboration between the Stroke Society Australasia, Smart Strokes and the International Journal of Stroke. This year's Australian Stroke Meeting was held in Melbourne. The Twitter hashtag for this event is #StrokeOz2015 and has been added as a collection to Storify. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please become a member of this world health provider and help us to fight this devastating global burden.